And so there was certainly no money for college. And I had not earned any kind of a scholarship that would give me consideration for any college. And yet I knew that God had called me to preach. And I understood that would require a college education. So I began to write colleges, and I described honestly my situation, and I said to them, just give me a chance. That's all I was asking, a chance. I don't know how many colleges I wrote. I do know how many colleges answered me. One, this one. At that time, Julia Hibbert was registrar and admissions person, and I still remember the letter I got on that significant day. She said, it would be nice if you had some money. But if you believe God is calling you, you come ahead. And they gave me a chance. They gave me a chance that was based upon a net investment of $50. That's all my dad could borrow on his old 1927 Oldsmobile. By the time I had bought my bus ticket, I arrived in Chicago, I think with $8.89. I'm sure about the $8. I'm not exactly sure about the 89 cents. I know about the $8 because I gave that to Miss Hibbert. And that was the first week's payment on room, board, and tuition. And 4 years later, I graduated with a college education, no debts, and a wife for 89 cents. It was a good investment, either point of view, the $8 or the 89 cents. But it's difficult for me to speak today without an overwhelming sense of personal emotion and feeling. For I have no idea what would have happened to me had they not given me that chance. It was a chance to lay the foundation of a spiritual life that Mr. Lindsay described in his letter, from which Mr. Shuck read this morning. And that's exactly how I feel today. The spiritual relationship that is mine today, I owe to those early formative years when they gave me a chance. There was a chance for an education that has involved many graduate degrees. Of all the young people who graduated in my high school class, I am the only one to have earned a PhD. But it was more than a springboard. It was a point of reference. I know a lot of PhDs who, in the process of getting that degree, have lost their soul. And I thank God for the moorings of those early years that held me steady under the pressures of graduate programs of study. It gave me a chance for a ministry that has transcended anything I could have ever dreamed about around the world, all kinds of settings. It gave me the chance to meet the sweetheart of my life, and I am profoundly grateful for that and for her. It gave me an opportunity to minister in this place for nearly 40 years. And as I look back on it, I wouldn't take any other exciting privilege aside from the opportunity to have invested my life in the lives of young people. At the same time, a sense of privilege to help repay the great sense of indebtedness I feel.